Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, Jason, I was just thinking about when we decided to do an Adley Rutschman-focused segment, it was because we thought he was going to be a great baseball player.
And, well, he's very good.
Yes. And,
I don't know about great.
Yeah, well, I, like when they drafted him 1-1, I thought he was going to be a great – I, at least, thought he'd be a great baseball player. He's frankly not even close to a great baseball player. Had a multi-hit game yesterday, which brought his batting average up to 203. Jason, you posted some numbers on our account, IA1057, The Fan. He's bad.
It's pretty staggering. It's pretty staggering. He's now played 452 games as a Baltimore Oriole. So I went and ran the numbers for, let's compare him to every Oriole who started his career here over their first 450 games. So again, this isn't the first 450 games, you know, that I'm just trying to think. Fred Lynn. Mm. Although I don't think Fred Lynn played 450 here. Maybe he did. He was hurt all the time.
A few games.
But
a few years.
It's not about a dude. So this is someone who started their career with the Orioles and played at least 450 games with the Orioles. Since they moved from St. Louis, the history of the franchise, this is where Adley ranks. Adley has just 56 home runs in 452 games. That ranks 18th. Wieters had 54. You're going to find he and Matt Wieters are basically the same guy offensively. Adley, in RBI's first 450 games as an Oriole from the start of his career, 211 RBIs, that's 14th. Wieters had 212. Slug, 415, 21st. Not even in the top 20. Not even in the top 20. 21st in slug. Wieters, 416, 1 point higher. This is a big one for Ken. Batting average.
Yeah, it's big.
257.
That's not good.
Yeah. 21st. Wieters, 262. Matt Wieters had a better batting average than Adley Rutschman through his first 450 games. On-base percentage, this one matters to me, 347. That's 10th. Wieters was at 329. OPS, 762. That is 15th. Wieters was at 744. So again, very comparable. So for the most part, Adley Rutschman, not even one of the 20 most impactful Oriole rookies to start their career in Baltimore over their first 450 games. He's not a kid anymore. He's not really young anymore. This is his prime. Then I'm like, well, let's go back to June 20th of last year, because I ran these numbers late last season, and let's compare Adley Rutschman to every other hitter in baseball. So since June 20th of last year, there are 299 qualified hitters. By qualified hitter, I mean at least 200 plate appearances in the major leagues since June 20th of last year. Here's where Adley ranks out of those 299 players. Batting average, 205. That is 272nd. 272nd in Major League Baseball in batting average. And we're talking 120 game sample size.
That's not good.
On base, 296. That's 214th. Slug, 316. That is 278th out of 299 qualified major league hitters. This guy was a 1-1, supposed to be a switch hitting demon.
Supposed to be a great hitter.
OPS of 612. That's abject failure. We're coming up on a calendar year. 11 months, he's got a 612 OPS. That is 267th out of 299 hitters. Isolated power, 111, 249th out of 299 players. He has 37 runs driven. They bat him third or fourth every freaking night, no matter how much he sucks.
Yeah.
37 RBIs since June 20th of last year. That is the same amount of RBIs as Bo Naylor. Not Josh Naylor. Bo Naylor, his brother who can't hit.
The catcher.
He has as many RBIs as Bo Naylor since June 20th last year. He has as many RBIs, Beltway Ben, as Lenin Sosa. I bet you most of our listeners have no idea who Lenin Sosa is. He's not good enough to stick around on the White Sox, worst team in MLB history. Adley has as many RBIs as Lenin Sosa since June 20th of last year.
Sounds like a made-up name.
Xavier Edwards. He has as many RBIs as Xavier Edwards since June 20th last year. And Tyler Fitzgerald, the light-hitting replacement shortstop for the Giants. Yeah. He has as many RBIs as Tyler Fitzgerald since June 20th last year. So what do you think of your 1-1 now?
He's pretty bad.
It's staggering at this point. And if there was anyone really in baseball that needed to get off to a fast start, it was him. And he had a strong spring training. He hit the hell out of the ball in that season opener in Toronto with the two home runs. But it's been really bad. And you can look at the expected stats all you want, but at some point, you need the production to go along with it because it's ugly. In the last 23 games, he's hitting 165, 520 OPS. And you touched on it, Jason, but you need to drop this guy in the lineup. It has to happen.
He needs to sit.
That is something that you have control over, is dropping him into the bottom third of the lineup. Because what is the definition of insanity? Until he shows you that he should be hitting higher, you need to drop
him. What did they just do? They just batted him fourth as a DH against a lefty when he had a 450 OPS against lefties on the season.
He can't hit lefties. Nice.
And you can give him that RBI on that fake triple.
Yeah.
But that was a pop-up.
Yeah.
In an RBI situation.
That counted like, as one of their hits
with runners in scoring position. With runners, he doesn't even move runners over and doesn't even seemingly try to or care to. The body language and everything I see coming off of him makes me sick.
By the way, to wrap a bow on this segment, Fred Lynn played 434 games for the Orioles.
They didn't quite get that.
Would have gotten to 450, but he was traded in August to the Tigers for Chris Hoyles, another catcher.
Chris Hoyles, whose first 450 games destroyed.
Yeah, well, Chris Hoyles.
But he's Wieters.
Chris Hoyles.
He's Wieters, but he can't catch or throw anybody out.
No. No, Wieters could do that. And that's the other.
Guy's supposed to be the leader. You think this guy's leading them out of the abyss?
I don't know which guy's
leading them?
I don't know which part is more disappointing, the fact that he can't hit it all or the fact that he's a horrible defensive catcher. Because he was supposed to be both.
I think it's the defense.
It's a race for me day to day. Like,
if
this
he
guy
was a top 10 defensive catcher, you could this would still be failure, but you could at least find redeeming qualities. He can't run. He's bad defensively, and he's at best like the 270th major league hitter out of 299 since June 20th last year. They took him before Bobby Witt.
Nice. That guy's pretty good. Hey, coming up next, we'll get back to the Ravens. And Jonas Schaefer, he covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Will there be extensions coming? What does he think of this quiet offseason so far? Jonas joins us next here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.